And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and he went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? Hello, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the Answer the Call broadcast. This is Brother Nick stepping in for this evening. If you have your Bibles handy, we want to turn to the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter number 10, verses 30 through 36. Luke 10, 30 through 36. If you've been with us in our previous broadcast, we looked at a couple different topics. The first one we found was in verses 25 through 29, talking about this conversation with temptation. The conversation, of course, was with this lawyer and our Lord Jesus Christ. This lawyer was trying to trap the Lord Jesus in his words and in his actions. Of course, the same thing is true for our witness today. People we may work with, people we may know, either at our home or anywhere else, try to trick us into saying something just so they can trap us. Folks, has that ever happened to you? So many people nowadays really believe, though, because just like this lawyer, they believe they're good enough in order to enter heaven. But folks, that's not what the Lord Jesus Christ came here for. He did not come here to show us that we're good. He came to show us that he's good and why we need to put our faith in him. As this lawyer here, of course, in Luke chapter 10, verse 29, also did. Individuals will always try and justify how good they are by always comparing themselves with somebody else. Paul said it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Christians ought never to be a people that go around comparing themselves with other people. The only one, my friends, we ought to be comparing ourselves to is the Lord Jesus Christ, which is why I'm so glad I'm not saved by how good I am, but how much Christ loved me and what he did for me on the cross. As the song goes, my hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. So we looked at that a couple of weeks ago, but the one before that, or rather the one right after that, we looked at a broadcast about the tribulation among the expedition. This, of course, is found in Luke chapter 10, verse 30. Our Lord Jesus Christ, when he responded to this man in verse number 29, because you see there in Luke 10, 29, it says this, But he, that's this lawyer, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And verse 30, And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now you'll notice here again, why did our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ give this man a parable instead of simply telling him to repent and believe the gospel? Let's look now in verse number 25. It says, Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? This man really thought he could inherit eternal life by doing something. That's why our Lord and Savior did not tell him to repent and believe the gospel. He had to give him a parable. He had to give him a parable. You see, our Savior here wanted not only for this man to understand, but for the reader, you and I, to understand that a person cannot work for a gift. It's just like, for instance, if you go to a birthday party and you bring someone a gift and you give it to them, but just before they open that gift, you say, Hey, listen, that's a gift, but before you open it, you come to my house, you sweep my driveway, you clean my gutters, then that gift is yours. Does that make it a gift? No, that person has now worked for it. And that's not what our Savior wants to make known here. He wants us to know for sure that it's not about good works. But again, it's not about this man's good works. It was about his justification and the way he lived. And how do we know that? In verse 29, it says, "But he willing to justify himself said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor?" So we looked at that last week, the tribulation among the expedition. There will always be those that try to trap you, that try to destroy you, that try to leave you for half dead. But for this evening, I want to look at two of these men in this parable, the priest and the Levite. The first man I want us to look at in verse 31 is the priest. It says in verse 31 in Luke chapter 10, "And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side." So the first man we're introduced to here is a priest. This priest, of course, represents today what we know as religion. So many people claim to go to church, claim to love the Lord Jesus, but when it comes to real situations that they must step out of their comfort zone, honestly, folks, they can't. So many people in America today have no heart for other people, whether because they don't look like them, they don't talk like them, they don't act like them, or anything else. They simply, just like this man in verse 31, pass by on the other side. I don't know if you recall, but back in 2017, there was a huge hurricane that hit by in Texas, and this hurricane was, of course, Hurricane Harvey. There was a megachurch there that honestly closed its doors and didn't let one person in during that entire catastrophe. This was supposed to be a church. This is supposed to be a place where they don't cast out the poor and needy, but are open. But this church doors remained closed. And guess what happened? Now it's 2025. Those doors are reopened. And it's like the people going to that church have completely forgotten that the church that they attend no longer care about the poor and needy. And you know what mega church I'm talking about there in Houston, Texas. Now, let's look here in verse number 32. In verse 32, it says, "And likewise, a Levite, when he was at that place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side." So what does this Levite represent? This Levite here represents those in the church who are simply spectators and not doing anything for God. You see, unlike the priest, instead of just going to church, they may be at church, they may give worship, they may even give tithes, but that's as far as it goes. They never get any further, and that's why they never grow in grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was an observer. He didn't care. It's because people like that nowadays, they claim to be spiritual in the church, but they do nothing for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why it's so important that we not to be like priests. We not to be like these religious people. We don't have to be like this Levite, a person who claims that they go to church, and they might. A person who claims they give worship, and they might. A person that claims to give tithes, and they might. But honestly, it's not about being a spectator, but it's about fully following the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to what our Savior said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 7 through 9. He said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." Do you show mercy to those around you? Do you have a pure heart for the things of God and for God Himself? Are you a peacemaker? We ought to be a people that is focused on making a difference in our community and in our world. Give unto your neighbor, even if you don't expect anything back. Those that don't always treat you nicely, those should be encouraged the most. Why? Listen to this. Our Lord and Savior goes on in Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 45. He says, "Ye have heard that it hath been said of old, that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Now, why should we do that? Well, he says here, "that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust." We should be a people who are constantly making a difference in our culture. The culture should not be running the church. The church should be running the culture. There is a great film out there. You may have heard of it. You may have seen it. It's called The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry. In this film, there's a man who encourages and helps the next generation to truly walk with Christ. He does not just tell them to walk with Jesus, but he shows them in his life and in his actions. This movie has a great ending, and I don't want to give it up for you folks, but you should watch it. The Secrets of Jonathan Sperry. Looking once again now in verses 31 and 32, I want to show you something. It says, "And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Both of these men have something in common. They both saw him. They both observed this man." That means they not only came to where he was, it says right there, but they also not only saw him, they perceived in themselves what state he was in. In other words, they saw him, they observed him, they made a conscious decision not to help him. That's not what our Lord Jesus Christ wants us to live like. People who just observe. We should be people who are doing things for God. The story is told of a boy carrying a basket of eggs down a street, when all of a sudden he tripped on the curbside, dropping the basket of eggs, smashing each and every one of them. People started to gather around this young lad as he was crying. One person said, "Aw, what a pity." Another said, "Aw, poor little chap." Another said, "Well, I'm sorry he lost those eggs." But one man stepped out of the crowd and said, "Here, I will give a dollar." Turning to the next man, he said, "How much do you care?" The fellow said, "I too will give some money." In a short time, they translated their feelings into action. But what about you, my friend? Are you like this priest, where you just like to show how religious you are? Are you like this Levite? You may go to church, you may worship, and you may give tithes, but all you are is a spectator for God. Will you be the person in your church to answer the call?